Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Something Something Broncos.
This one's for Pat.
Let's go. Guys, this is not a
song. There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Yeah. 10 people back in the system.
Good. Third.
Oh, my God.
Denver's got a touchdown.
Kicked off by the Broncos.
Kicked off
by the old pro Justin Simmons.
Can we hit and sack?
Featuring Mike DeCicco. And Jess Place. Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody. I am Jess Place, joined by Mike DeCicco. And, Mike, I don't think we need to change the open yet. We're in week three of post-Justin Simmons, but he hasn't signed anywhere. He's a free agent.
Well, plus, like GM Leach said, let's make it a full redesign, but not change any of the important things. You know, he's talking about the uniforms. Let's do a full redesign. We're going to keep the logo and the colors. So we'll just do a full redesign of the intro, but keep all the stuff the same.
I like that. I like how you have segued from the Justin Simmons bullet point right into the uniforms. Go ahead. Get into that, would you?
No, let's get Justin Simmons first, because I think we all expected him to last a day or two on the market, like have a deal to go to Philly with Fangio and everybody right away. And he's still sitting out there. And I think there's part of Broncos country and the smart ones anywhere that I'm thinking maybe he comes back on a better deal, because wouldn't that be neat?
I think if his asking price was lower, he would not be out on the market still. I think his camp is asking for a lot more money than people are comfortable with. I think him coming back is probably a long shot, but
I think it's slim. And I'm just shocked that he's out there, because he's the sort of guy you want in your locker room, in your community, not to mention on the field, where he's, like our intro says, the all-pro Justin Simmons. That's legit. And so him being unsigned is one of low-key the more surprising parts of this offseason. And I said low-key for the first time in my life, and I feel a bit weird about it.
I'm low-key impressed that you did that.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Yeah. But I don't know.
High-key? What's the opposite? I'm high-key? I'm high-key excited?
Yeah, something. I don't know. I just hate online where people they're like, Patrick Mahomes is low-key one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's like, I think as a society, we don't know what low-key means.
Have you met his brother? There's nothing low-key about that whole family.
Yeah. It's like, I just think if we don't understand it, you shouldn't say it. And anyway, but I don't know. Is Simmons, is it his asking price? Is he waiting to see where teams settle after the draft. You see one of those veterans that's like, training camp is stupid and I don't need it. I'm signing with somebody in mid-August.
Is he doing a Ricky Williams, I'm just going to smoke weed in India kind of thing?
You know, where we remember when Ricky Williams kind of left and he went to smoke weed and learn like yoga and all that meditation stuff?
He lived in a tent. Yeah.
In Grass Valley, California, where I live. I walk by his little institute every now and then when I'm in Grass Valley.
He has an institute?
Well, he attended one.
Oh, okay.
And it was up here where I live. Technically, it's in Nevada City, which, as you all know, is the hippie version of Grass Valley. And, you know, Grass Valley is more the McDonald's type thing, and Nevada City is more of the hippie tie-dye sort of thing. So it's more Ricky Williams.
Yeah, I live in California, and I have no idea what you're talking about. So
yeah, but Nevada City, just let me say, Nevada City is very Ricky Williams, and Ricky Williams is very Nevada City. And
I was unaware that there was a Nevada City, I'm assuming it's in California.
I live in Grass Valley in Nevada County, and then Grass Valley and Nevada City are kind of like sister cities. Like they were right next to each other. There's no.
How far away is Nevada City from Nevada?
An hour. Nevada County. Okay. Right. Nevada County.
Well, it's a good nod to the state. To the east.
Nevada County borders Nevada, and I live in Nevada County in California.
I didn't know there was other counties besides LA County. So I learned something new. Yeah.
Nevada County.
San Bernardino County?
Orange.
Oh, yeah. DOC. Yeah. Yo sizzle.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to kind of make another transition from A to B, and it's going to be great. So
blow my mind.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Because if Justin.
All right. Now I'm ready.
Now you're ready. If Justin Simmons were to come back, that answers the question of who do you get on the new uniform?
Right. The modeling. Yeah.
Yeah. That's who you have out there modeling it. That's who you buy, unless we trade up for a quarterback. Another transition there for you. But I don't know. I'm okay with keeping the demon horse, tweaking the uniforms, and having the D from the 80s as a once, twice a year throwback option. I'm completely fine with that. I think I'm in the minority there, but I'm okay with that. I like the colors. I like the logo. I think having it as a special throwback is the right choice.
I was kind of hoping for some baby blue, a return of the baby blue in the uniforms, but from the sound of it, it's going to be the same color orange and the same blue, which
I'm okay with. I'm good with. I got my dark.
I'm not a huge fan of the navy. I know, right? Mike is showing off his Russell Wilson Broncos t-shirt.
It's not. It's because of our three Super Bowls. See?
Oh, I thought, okay. All right. I figured it wasn't Drew Locke with the number three. So
it's for the people listening, it says D-E-N-V-E-R, but the last E is a number three. But it's got the three Super Bowls we've won below it. So it's not a Russell Wilson shirt. It's a three Super Bowls one shirt.
I can just see Mike frantically working the Cricut in his garage, trying to print out the three Super Bowl logos to save his Russell Wilson t-shirt.
Couldn't blame me if I did.
Hey, you know, shirts are expensive. Jerseys, yeah. Even more so. So I have been searching the Chinese jersey sites to see if the Broncos uniform is going to be leaked there. No sign of the new uniform just yet. Well, I do remember that when the Broncos went orange, I was able to find the orange, because like it was a kind of a newer color orange. It was more of like a road cone orange. It wasn't necessarily like kind of the orange from the blue and orange uniforms.
Yeah, no. So, the first time they went with the orange shirts, I got a McCaffrey jersey, and it was kind of almost more like a burnt orange, not quite as much as Texas. But it wasn't the bright orange of Peyton Manning years either, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't the road cone orange is what I call it. Yeah. But they had those on the Chinese sites, months before, months, yeah. Weeks, we'll say weeks before they were released. So it was kind of like this is this. So kind of got to know.
Well, and here's the thing, like, because at that time of the podcast, we're going to talk about soccer. But the U.S., most countries, they release uniforms every 2 years before major tournaments, and the U.S. uniforms always leak. And once they were leaked, they were for sale on the Chinese websites before U.S. soccer officially unveiled them and had them for sale. So it's really an impressive job that NFL teams are able to keep a lid on this, because leaks happen everywhere. And I'm surprised we haven't had a leak yet.
It'll happen.
You think so?
You can't blame the Wang.
No, can't.
I tried once and I regretted it. I do not blame the Wang anymore.
No.
I don't know. I'm excited for a little tweak, because I think I remember when those like the stripes that came up along the neck and then down the sides to the swoosh on the pants, when those first came out, I'm like, what are these? And then it kind of became a default template around high school, college. Even other teams in the NFL did something similar, and I grew to like them, and now I'm tired of them. So I've gone through the entire life cycle with those, so I won't be sad to see those go, but I'm happy to see the color scheme and the demon horse stay. I think it's a good choice.
Well, what's weird is that everyone remembers the D, right? The old school D uniforms.
Just
those came about, what?
So
what are you
Jess
saying?
Loves the D.
I love the D. Let it be, let it be. Those came out in 1968 with the D on the helmet and the orange and the baby blues. And then they were summarily removed after the 1996 season. So I mean, that was a good run. I'm going to do some math here. That's nearly 30 years. And so,
yeah.
96 to 2024. I mean, it's
about 30 years.
It's time. It's time for a new look. And I you know, the orange and blue. The blue and orange, the two uniforms, those are iconic for the Broncos. They're not going anywhere. Those are going to be throwbacks for till the end of time.
They should be. And
we're going to see. I guess there were some reports that we're going to see the throwbacks too this year. Did you see that?
Which throwbacks? I've seen
the D.
They want the brown and yellow uniforms back. I've seen.
No, I don't think they're going to do those. Once every 50 years thing, if we're lucky.
Uniforms I like were like, God, it was, I want to say it was around 1994 when did the throwbacks with like the blue, the thick blue stripes, blue and white stripes, the orange jersey.
Oh yeah. The away jersey, the away version of that jersey, I think is the greatest jersey in franchise history. I think that is an amazing jersey.
Helmet with like just the white fucking Bronco on it.
The helmet, I'm not necessarily in love. I like the orange helmet. I'm not such a big fan of the cartoony horse. That's a little weird with like the star for the eye. It's kind of,
I like it.
It's okay. I mean, it's part of the history and that's great.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that that uniform that you're talking about, that is kind of a version of the Jets uniform, you know, like how they had the green sleeves
a little bit.
And so it's kind of the era. So,
it is.
I think it's great. I think that's a good looking uniform.
I want to ask you a question about some rumors here. So 1996, infamously, Pat Bowlen said the new uniforms will be predominantly orange, and they were blue. Are you hoping for the primary jerseys to be orange or blue?
They have to be orange.
I agree.
Yeah. We're an orange team.
I don't mind having a blue alternate. Completely fine with me. And there's been rumors there's going to be a secondary helmet introduced. And obviously the one everybody's been keying on is the white snow cap, because we wore it a couple of times last year. Big fan, but I'd kind of like to go see an orange helmet, like the Demon Horse, same helmet, but an orange helmet. Do I stand alone on that, or what do you think?
It would depend on what the uniform looked like. So you brought up the pre-1968 Broncos jerseys.
Yeah.
That jersey is amazing. And it's just, it looks like the jersey and the helmet were kind of developed independently of each other. It's not an ensemble. So it looks kind of funny with the, you know, there's a lot of orange in the sleeves and then on the helmet, it's a lot of orange going on. And I mean, it's not like the Color Rush orange on orange pants with orange sauce. I think the white helmet looks good. I'm going to have to see what the rest of the uniform looks like for me to fully embrace the helmet, or like the orange one, like you said, it really depends on what the rest of the uniform looks like. It should work together as a total package.
It should.
Channel your inner Tim Gunn and tell me how fabulous you think.
Well, I think it would look better with a blue jersey than an orange jersey in my imagination. But what makes me think of it is the Texans. They had the dark blue helmet. Then they went to that red helmet for some special kind of games, and I loved it. I thought it was great. I think the Broncos could do something really cool similar, but We'll see. But my last question.
Well, the Texans still haven't figured out their uniforms yet. I mean, they're still like they look like generic Chicago Bears, generic, you know, Broncos. Like it's a color scheme that is boring and played, and that's kind of where they are, unfortunately.
So what I'm hearing is red, white, and blue is boring and played. Jess hates America. Moving on.
It's like Texas. I don't like Texas. Half my family's from there. I'm not a fan.
But you saw them redo their uniforms like about 3 weeks ago, right? The Texans?
I didn't hear you. I was too busy thinking about Texas. What?
The Texans redid their uniforms like 3 weeks ago.
Well, there you go. Is that right? Did they?
Yeah.
Are they still red, white, and blue?
Yes. They kept the colors. They just redid the uniforms.
All right. Hold on. I got to look at these.
Here we are.
Jeff. Are you serious?
Yes. Of course I'm serious, man.
Houston Texans, new uniform.
I'm louder.
How Texans, Cal McNair pivoted after road uniform leak. There it is. Like you said, things get leaked all the time. Texans tease new uniforms. But do we know what they are? They're revealed.
There's a picture of them right here.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it still looks boring. This is new?
That's what boring. It says. There's just that one picture that got leaked.
Of them, like in a, looks like last a changing room.
Posing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So would you like to have the Broncos have the blue or the white helmet primary? Assuming they're going with the orange pants, white shirts, white pants, orange shirts, white pants, blue socks. That's kind of been the traditional look. Do you want to go with the white helmet or the blue helmet as your primary?
I need to see the ensemble.
All right.
These new Texans uniforms are awful. They're not, like I said, they're just like trapped in like this terrible color scheme, and it doesn't matter.
The Broncos are the only one that really go orange primary. Sometimes the Bengals or the Browns do it as a special thing, or the Bears even. But orange is
even Miami. Miami does it too. Dirtbags.
Yeah, you have to own orange because when you turn on the TV and you see a team in orange, you know you're about to be disappointed by the Broncos.
Orange smush.
Yeah. As a traditionalist kind of a thing, I'm not sure if I want the white helmets primary because the Broncos are orange jerseys, blue helmets, and dag nabba, that's the way I like it.
I like it that way. So all right. So we'll know. Someone will leak this. Let's make a pact right now, Mike. If someone shares the new uniform designs with you, you're going to leak them to me.
Yes. And first of all, who are we thinking has the uniforms and says, you know who I need to talk to is that Yahoo from that podcast.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what's going to happen. I have no.
Well, stranger things have happened, Mike. And so if they do, you know where to go. You can call me on my cell phone.
You're my first call.
There you go.
So owner, we had the, I don't know what the owners means, whatever, but all the coaches were down somewhere. And Sean Payton made, you can't hear me?
You just need to speak a little louder. I can't hear you.
Oh, I am speaking louder.
Oh, sorry. My gosh.
I haven't changed my voice. Can you hear me?
Oh, all of a sudden I couldn't hear you. I apologize for our listeners because I'm too lazy to edit that out of the podcast. So that's going in the show, baby.
Yeah. Well, Sean Payton, somebody asked him, did you have any hesitation cutting Russell Wilson and the $84 million cap hit? And he's immediately like, no. So
he's like, did you watch Russell Wilson play?
Yeah. And then, you know, he kind of hinted like, yeah, we'd definitely be aggressive moving up. I think George Payton was kind of more like, you know, we're going to let the draft come to us and we'll be happy to move down, blah, 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 blah. And Sean's like, yeah, we'll move up. You know, you see these rumors that McCarthy, maybe he goes second overall, which I think is a lot of the work of J.J. McCarthy's agent blowing smoke in everybody's ears. But
this happens every year.
Yeah. What's the state of the QB situation for you? Are you trying to talk yourself into Bo Nix? Do you think, Sean Payton, man, he's going up. We're getting McCarthy. We're getting Drake May. We're getting Jaden Daniels. Did anything crystallize for you?
Yes. I think, you know, like you listed off all those names. Among them was we're getting disappointed. And that is what I'm excited for. No, I honestly, I'm very hands off. To give people insight into our little Mile High Report chat room. It is a roller coaster of emotions. Yesterday I watched as Chris Hart and Scottie Payne wrung their hands to till the point of cracking and bleeding because they were concerned that McCarthy was going to go number two. And I was just like, guys, it's going to change 18 times before tomorrow. And you really cannot get emotionally attached to any of these guys because everything will change 15,000 times before draft time next month.
Oh, and during draft time. And yeah. I haven't read through that chat, but I'm assuming they kept it civil. And Scotty definitely didn't make a random shot at Tim for no reason. And, you know, I'm assuming that's how it went.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Sorry.
I saw on here you guys were talking about the draft hat. I thought it was the only draft hat in recent memory that I actually liked, and I've already bought it.
I like it. I just remember a time when hats were not so tall. Like I have a very short forehead, and so hats that are very tall
A huge forehead. Look at that.
Well, thing. I just woke up from a nap. Internet makes it look like my forehead is bigger.
It adds 10 pounds.
It adds 10 inches to my forehead.
Yeah. It does not add 10 inches. I'm sorry.
No, if I was to put on one of those hats, and I'm looking at my hat.
Like I know you like the D, but it does not add 10 inches, okay? It does not. So mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And I only say that because most of the time on the podcast, he's flopping it about. So,
my hat?
Yes. Well, yes. Exactly.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, floppy. So, yeah. Well, no, I don't like those hats that are so tall because it's like
I bought the
like my it shouldn't go past my ears. I have to like tuck my ears in. Do I tuck my ears in? Do I look like Dumbo because it's like parting them out?
I hate the ear tuck. No, I bought they have like the one that's on the little ad with like the flat brim, and they have like the flex fit, which I prefer. And so I bought one of those and it seems like it's a more low profile in the picture at least.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Yeah. I thought the hat was actually one of the better ones in recent years. Usually like last year's was just incredibly
horrendous.
Like there were some really, really bad ones.
I like the Bronco Country flag on the side. I like the graphite color. Yeah. I think it's a sharp hat. I like it. Want it. Got it. Can't wait for it to get here.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to buy some more Bronco gear. I don't need any. I have more than enough to wear a different piece of Bronco gear every day until the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait. I need to see something. And plus it looks like we have the Avalanche and the Nuggets going to make some noise in the playoffs. And I'm sure there will be some impulse purchases late at night when I'm excited after one of those games. And so it's okay. I'm just reallocating funds. I'm keeping it Denver sports, maybe a little Dodger gear. We'll see, you know, we kind of screwed up with Ohtani there. Yamamoto is not looking so hot in his first start, but he was in Korea. It's fine. Okay. Everything is fine. The Dodgers are fine.
See, this is you talking soccer.
I know. Right. It's like, you just hear like a dull hum and it's just like, when is this going to end?
So here's about the jersey. It's like I tend to buy the China jersey because I'm like, you know what? For the $25, I'm pleased with what I get. You know what I mean? But I think with these new ones, I may go and buy the authentic from NFLShop.com or whatever, just to make sure they have the right template and they're not like, you know, I don't know if like China's like guessing on what they're going to be to get them out there.
No, these are the same factories that make them for the NFL. Like they have the tags on them and everything. They just have a different sign up on the web store.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to decide what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me your, we talked about the quarterbacks. We're circling back because if there's anything this podcast is, the D stands for disjointed. What are we going to do with the quarterback? Are we trading up? Are we going to try to trade down and see if Bo Nix is there late first, early second? What's your prediction as of March 26th?
The question is, am I in any way changed from my wait and see attitude that I expressed last week and previous weeks?
What are we doing in the draft?
On the record, what are we doing? We are staying put and drafting somebody.
Okay.
We're not trading up or down. Let me put it this way. If we trade we're going to trade back. Like, we're not going to trade up. We don't have the draft capital. We can't, like, we are just now coming out of the wasteland of the desert. We are not in a position where we can be negotiating off draft picks.
What if we say McCarthy or May is that's our guy? And it's like a first rounder PS2 and a second rounder next year. Go up and get him. Are you saying yes?
Sure. Am I saying yes? I'm not mad if we do. Because when we have the quarterback, but we have to make damn sure that it's the right quarterback. Because if we're gonna let mortgage the future and leverage our current roster in such a way, there needs to be a payoff.
I agree, and I think what Bronco Country likes about our podcast is the uninformed takes. And so I'm going to give another one here. I love whatever the last mock draft I saw was. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. I want to do that. And so I'm kind of leaning towards get Brock Bowers at 12, get back into the second, and get Bo Nix. And maybe I'm just setting myself up for a second round of Drew Lock disappointment. But that's kind of the scenario I'm thinking that I would be really happy with.
I just want to get through this year. I really want to just kind of put this season behind us because I think this is the rebuild.
It hasn't even started yet.
It hasn't even started, but it's already taxing me. I'm already exhausted by it all.
One last rumor I want to hit. Dak Prescott is going to be, by all indications, a free agent after this coming season. So 2025 Dak could be the crown jewel of the free agent market. Would you want to stock up on pieces? Get the Brock Bowers, get some linemen, and go for Dak next season? Or would you rather, no, let's get our quarterback now and build and not go the Dak route? That's been a topic on Twitter today.
We have seen how long it sets the franchise back when you acquire that stud quarterback later in life. I mean, it like we got the Peyton Manning. We went to the two Super Bowls and we won the one Super Bowl, and then it's been wasteland ever since. And that's what happens when you have a good quarterback. When you do that and it doesn't pay off, like with Russell Wilson, then it's infinitely worse, and you find yourself where we are this very day. So
I think he's more Russell Wilson than Peyton Manning. And I'm like, what has Dak done in his career to make you think he can beat Patrick Mahomes? We could finish third with Jared Stidham. Why do we need to pay Dak $50 million to finish third?
I agree. I totally agree.
I hope that's not any sort of plan. It's people need something to talk about, like on a podcast. And so stuff like this gets talked about. But I hope it's not.
You're the one who brought it up, dude.
I know.
I didn't bring it up.
You ran with it.
I answered your question.
You ran with it. I hope it's not anything we're seriously considering is all I'm going to say. I. What's the point?
What is the point?
What is the point of continuing this podcast?
Should we just quit? Should we stop? Are we done? We didn't even get into any of the rule changes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll just touch on them real fast. Cause I know you're on vacation, but I think we can make this a double episode. I think we can take this a full hour.
45 minutes.
Well, okay. So the owners' meetings are going on, right? That's where they decide these things. And there's been a few changes. There's no more hip drop tackle. Is that what it's called? It's called hip drop.
Yeah. And I think somebody online summed it up well for me, you know, like not opposed to the rule change. I just have no faith in NFL officials to know how to properly call it and call it consistently.
If there's one thing I know about this new rule, it will be called in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs often.
And the one time it's not, they're going to cry up the biggest storm in post-game press conferences online. It's going to be, one call went against you. Shut the fudge up.
We had a little of that this season. I look forward to seeing the Chiefs Super Bowl video where they
penalty and everybody's like, these refs are the worst. I'm like, no, they're just the worst when it goes against you. Finally.
No, it, when they really freaked out, it was lining up offsides.
Oh, that was glorious. Their tears sustained me through that bitter season.
That's going to be a cornerstone of their Super Bowl video. It's like, and then adversity hit, and the whole league was against us.
The adversity hit. We were treated like every other team.
It was awful. So, then we won the Super Bowl.
Going back to the rule change, I'm in favor of it because too many kicks, especially as Bronco fans, were just right through the end zone.
This is kind of the bigger one. We buried the lead with the hip drop tackle, but the bigger story is that kickoffs have been changed. The XFL had it right. We're adopting that, and it's totally different. And so it's not just going to be kickoffs through the back of the end zone anymore. Hopefully.
So let me explain the rule if people don't know. You're going to have the kicker lined up at where he normally is to kick the ball off. Everybody else, 10 of the kicking team are going to be lined up on the 35. Nine members, at least, of the receiving team will be between the 25 and the 30, and seven of them have to be on that line. And then you have two returners. And only the kicker and the returner can move until the ball is either caught or hits the ground inside the 20. And then if the ball hits inside the 20 and rolls through the end zone, the touchback only goes out to the 20-yard line. If you kick it all the way out through the end zone, the ball goes out to the 30-yard line. And if the ball doesn't even make it to the 20, the ball comes out to the 40, which means there are no more surprise onside kicks like how Sean Payton started the season with last year. Those are a thing in the past. You can still do an onside kick. You have two allowed per game in the fourth quarter, and you have to declare it. You have to say, we're going to go for it, and they'll line up as they have in the past to do the onside kick. I think that's a general summation of the rule. The kick returns are going to be more like a running play now because neither team are going to be able to move to block. You're going to pick up the return, and it's going to be more of a running play, which our Pro Bowl returner is Mims. Is he going to be our guy returning kicks?
He might be good to do that.
He might be.
It's an awful lot. Like what you just kind of went through there was like an awful lot. And so I'm going to dumb it down. I'm going to say what you said just without all those fucking words, Mike.
The NFL rule change was like 9.5 pages long on this. 9.5 pages. So yeah, give me the too long didn't read version.
Okay. So the kicker kicks off from the 35-yard line, right? And rather than having the protection, the kick protection line up next to the guy kicking off the ball, they are on the other side of the field at the 35. Yes. Yeah. So the kicker is what, 40 yards away from anybody, 50 yards.
By the way, if this was the shorter version, you got to.
Well, now I'm getting excited because I get a talk. And so now you get a listen.
You get right.
Oh, my God.
And you're on vacation. So I'm just going to keep going. So anyway, So like Mike said, it's more like a running play, tight ends and running backs, and you know, it's gonna kinda change the whole look of the season. And I'm just gonna wrap it up there. I don't need any more words. I just kind of encapsulated it so well.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, let's do. Where are you anyway? You're in a hotel. You're on an iPad. I see some sort of filigreed headboard there. It looks like you're in a nice place.
No, I'm in a pool house. My father-in-law owns a house in Palm Springs, and we're staying in the pool house. And so I'm in Palm Springs just enjoying the little bit of the good life before going back to the also good life of being a high school teacher.
Well, there you go. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for taking time out of your vacation.
No,
to come.
We're not done yet, are we?
Talk
we're
about.
We're going to go for like an hour, you said.
The Denver Broncos. We're good. We're 30. But when I take out all the pauses and stuff, it's going to be like 30 minutes. We're going to be good. It's going to be tight.
Yeah, when you take out all the dick references, we'll be like 20.
No, I leave those in.
Oh, okay. Our listener likes them. So good. Hey, Ty. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey. Dick references.
I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
Oh, buddy, I'm ready for the draft to be over. I would pay a lot of money for the draft just to be done.
I'm ready. There used to be a time when it was in early April, but now it's in late April. So
yeah,
we just have to hang in there. It'll happen, and we'll get all excited. I mean, I have yet to turn that corner of being like optimistic about. Did you gather that from my comments from earlier that I'm not?
I didn't know because I don't mind if we're bad this year. As long as we're bad with a plan. If we're bad because we have Jared Stidham and Ben DiNucci as our quarterbacks, and they're trying to blow smoke up our ass saying that was our plan A all along, I'm not going to enjoy it. But if we get JJ or Drake and we're taking our lumps, but you can tell we're building something, that's different, you know? So it's not the record. It's just, is there any hope? I want hope. That's what we've wanted for like 7 years, right?
I have hope that next year is going to be there. Like, because I know that either in those scenarios that you described, either we're terrible or we're terrible but building. And I'm ready to just kind of like start the optimism phase again.
I want hope. I want a reason to be excited, you know, like, you know, we're building, we're young, and we're going to pull off an upset or two here or there. I'm okay with that. I don't care if we go 3-14, if we're seeing the team moving in the direction. So I don't know.
They're going to be moving for another month. It sounds like they're going to be moving.
I think
we need to wait till next year till we see in which direction they're moving. So, yeah, all right. For Mike DeSico, I am Jess Place.
Yeah, for Jess, I'm Mike.
Yeah, Mike's on vacation. So go enjoy yourself. Go jump in the pool. Get some sun. It is currently like 30 degrees here and over here. So I'm a little jealous.
It's 80 degrees here. Mm. And it's quite lovely.
There you go. Well, enjoy yourself, man. Have a good vacation.
Hey, Jess, just so you know, when I'm in the heart, in the pool, you're in my heart. So, you know, I hope you're refreshed too.
Mm. All right. That's on great. That note.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.